from CJM 99.1 FM. This is a live broadcast of Windsor Chronicle. This is Windsor Chronicle, Fridays from noon to 1. Windsor Chronicle.
Windsor Chronicle.
Once upon a time, in a land far away, people were starving for information. They were hungry for news. And there was no journalism in the land. But there was a door to another world. Step into another world. Join CJM News Department. Call 519-253-3000. Join CJM News Department. We need you.
For all of you who care about the environment in Canada and Ontario, probably already know that one of the leading environmentalist group in Ontario, Wildlands League, recently sued Ontario government over its decisions to gut the Endangered Species Act. The group claimed that the government decision will affect the habitat for over 455 species in Ontario. For Windsor Chronicle, in Baggio, Wildlands Director of Conservation Planning, has more details.
And welcome to Windsor Chronicle.
Oh, thank you.
Environmental groups, Wildland League, in their statement claimed that government of Ontario, with the new regulations, basically permits industry to ignore Endangered Species Act purpose. What proof for that claim you have?
Well, there, when the government brought into force regulations this past July, we read the regulations and we compared what the regulations say versus what's in the Act itself, the Endangered Species Act. And when you look at the two, you see a remarkable difference. The Act itself says that if you're going to, you know, damage or destroy endangered species habitat, you need to do three things. Create an overall benefit for the species, you need to look at alternatives and choose the best alternative, and you need to minimize harm to individuals. What the regulations say is something very different. The regulations say you just have to come up with reasonable steps to minimize harm to the species. Very different, and it's a lesser standard for sure.
Mm-hmm. Before making a decision to sue Ontario government, does environmental group have contacted the Ontario Minister of Natural Resources, Mr. David Rossetti?
Well, we tried to get the MNR to change its course. We actually worked with them for about 18 months. And we worked with the previous minister, before Minister Orazetti, was Minister Gravel, and then Minister Orazetti came in February. And we tried really hard to get them to go off this track, but we were unsuccessful. And groups like Wildlands League and Ontario Nature were taking part in this lawsuit. We felt like we had no choice. It was a last resort. And when the government turns its back on its own legislation, we felt like our only choice now was to go to the courts to seek remedy.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about which species in wildlife in Ontario are in a grave danger, in your opinion?
Well, there's a number of species. There's over 150 that are going to be affected by these regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And there are over 80 in your region alone. And some of them include, you know, the smallmouth salamander, Acadian flycatcher. There's all kinds of birds. There's fish. There's snakes. There's some turtles, Blanding's turtle. I mean, there's a bunch, and all over this province, species will be affected from top to bottom, east to west. So it's wide and it's sweeping.
What kind of outcome, realistically, you may expect from a lawsuit, and what is the further steps?
Well, the next step, obviously, is we're gonna listen to our lawyers, and they're going to tell us, you know, what to do in terms of writing affidavits and collecting research. We're going to continue to talk to the public and obviously let the public know what our concerns are. We're going to encourage members of the public to call up their MPPs and let them know what they think. That's really important. And we're certainly hoping that Ontario will change their mind and actually pull the regulations and replace them with something that's actually consistent with the purpose of the Act.
This was in Baggio, Wildlands Director of Conservation Planning, about the lawsuit against the government of Ontario. Windsor Chronicle will try to get a response from Ministry, Ontario Minister for Natural Resources, Mr. David Orazetti, and stay tuned in for that in the next Chronicle, October 11th. Thank you very much for being with me this Friday, October 4th. This is Windsor Chronicle. My name is Zoran Klasik.
Different radio, different news.